This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of William Edwin Lambeth. Date of birth, January the 21st, 1963. Case ID number is 4071933. Date of exam, December the 20th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Edinburgh Regional Medical Center, dated 4/12/22, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left occipital cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia / paresis, comma, decreased vision of the right eye, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and bipolar disease / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was December 2021, where he worked in construction for 35 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a mobile home with his provider, who is caring for him at this time. The claimant is presently unemployed and not receiving any benefits. He also mentioned that he had been in prison for 10 years, off and on, in the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. Allegations, number one, left occipital cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia / paresis. Number two, decreased vision of the right eye. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five, bipolar disease, depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder. History of allegation, left occipital cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia / paresis. The claimant states that in December of 2021, they presented to Edinburgh Regional Hospital and secondary to the claimant having a stroke. He was hospitalized for 1 week and diagnosed with a ischemic infarct of the left occipital lobe and mild right hemiparesis. The claimant presented with right hemiparesis / plegia, decreased balance, and decreased vision of the right eye. He also had slurred speech and dysarthria, and his mental status was confused, with decreased memory and decreased cognitive function. The claimant's provider denies any seizure or syncopal episode. His residual symptoms include mild right hemiparesis, mild decreased balance, and decreased vision of the right eye. His speech appears to be normal at this time, and his mental status is fair. He is able to understand everything that's going on and to communicate very well. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 6 steps, comma, and occasionally he uses a cane. He did not present with a cane to my office. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write with his left hand, use a coffee cup with his left hand, but unable to lift anything with his right hand. He is able to lift 20 pounds with his left. The claimant at this time is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, but is able to put his clothes on by himself. He was diagnosed with ischemic infarct of the left occipital lobe with mild right hemiparesis. The claimant appears to be progressing well on his own. Allegation number two, poor vision. The claimant states since December of 2021 when he had his stroke, he started to develop decreased vision of the right eye. The claimant denies any history of being nearsighted, glaucoma, or trauma. He does have diabetes mellitus and hypertension. He states that his right eye is the eye that's most affected, and he does wear glasses, which are actually sunglasses for protection of the sun. The claimant also states that his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is very poor. He was told that he had lost a peripheral vision since the cerebral vascular accident and is unable to see things around him. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, corrected is 20/25, OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, corrected is 20/30, binocular uncorrected is 20/40, binocular corrected is 20/25. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus. The claimant's symptoms include polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, or nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet and hands. He also denies any cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 250 to 300 mg/dL. The lowest that it's ever been is 70 mg/dL, and the highest it's been is in the 600s. He states that he has always been poorly controlled. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. He is presently on Humulin 70/30, 100 units sub-Q QAM, and 60 units sub-Q PM. He also takes metformin 1,000 mg BID. The claimant appears to be an insulin-resistant and dependent diabetic mellitus claimant. Allegation number four, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2010, his lipid levels were very high. He has had a cerebrovascular accident, but denies having a myocardial infarction. He is presently on atorvastatin, 40 mg POQD. He does not recall what his last level was, but they have checked him, and he appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number five, bipolar disease / depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in December of 2021, he was having symptoms of decreased energy, sadness, decreased concentration, decreased memory, and decreased motivation, as well as feeling very helpless secondary to his condition. The claimant has been through a divorce, and he has attempted suicidal attempts times three. He attempted to throw himself over her balcony at one time and has been on drugs off and on. He is presently on fluoxetine 40 milligrams POQD, lamotrigine 25 milligrams BID, hydroxyzine pamolate 50 milligrams BID. Which appeared to be controlling him a little bit. The claimant is very emotional and cried throughout the examination. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 60 feet, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 6 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant, but is unable to write, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, or use his right hand. He is able to write with his left hand, use a coffee cup with his left hand, and put his clothes on. He can lift approximately 20 pounds with his left hand. He does have an assistive device, which is cane, which he did not present with at this office visit. His physician is Dr. John Lung. He is presently on carbazepine 300 milligrams BID and aspirin 325 milligrams QD. He does no other physical activity at this time. The claimant does complain of constant pain from the right upper and lower extremity. Family history: the father is 75 and has diabetes mellitus. His mother died in her 60s from myocardial infarction. Medications: metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, amlodipine 5 milligrams QD, Humulin 70/30 100 units QAM and 60 units QPM, Plavix 75 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QHS, Edarbi 40 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine pamolate 50 milligrams BID, fluoxetine 40 milligrams QD, Rapaflow 8 milligrams QD, carbazepine, 300 milligrams BID, lamotrigine, 25 milligrams BID, pregabalin, 300 milligrams BID. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, cerebral vascular accident of the left occipital lobe with right hemiplegia / paresis, comma, positive carotid stenosis, comma, obesity, comma, decreased vision of the right eye, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, major surgeries, history of septic shock in February 2022, social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 40 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant has had seizures secondary to a very high glucose level. Substance abuse. The claimant has used marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, and IV drug abuse. Last time he used it was in 2010. Communicable diseases: the claimant does have hepatitis B, but denies having HIV or any other sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 256 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inches, BP 170 over 119 mmHg, heart rate 101 beats per minute, respiration 22 respirations per minute, Oxygen saturation was 96%. BMI was 37. General. This is a ...59-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant was crying and was complaining of severe pain of his right upper and lower extremities. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant is missing multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. The claimant states that he can't see peripheral vision. However, the peripheral vision exam was completely normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but very distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was depressed for the time, and he appeared to be crying quite often. He was also complaining of severe pain of his right upper and lower extremities. He had clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ for the left upper and lower extremity, and +1 for the right upper and lower extremities. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady. The claimant's gait was mildly asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, but the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimants had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right upper and lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left upper and lower extremities. And the claimant has a mildly abnormal range of motion of the right upper and lower extremities. He is able to do all the ranges of motion. However, he does them a lot slower and with some spasms. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 10 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, especially for the right upper and lower extremity. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant was able to flex the right knee at 140 degrees and the left at 150 degrees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant was able to walk on his heels and toes with moderate difficulty, and he was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, except slowly. The claimant could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He does have assisted devices at home, but did not present with one at my office. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose fingers, grip, and make a full fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps, brachial, radialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal for the left side at plus 2 and slightly abnormal for the right side at plus 1. Sensory examination was decreased to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal, especially for the right upper and lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have muscle spasms of the right upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremity and plus 4 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexter finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted, especially for the right upper and lower extremity. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremity and has difficulty with ranges of motion of his right upper extremity. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for the right upper and lower extremity hemiparesis. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the left upper extremity and mildly to moderately restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence, shows no limitations in his visual field, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right upper and lower mild hemiparesis and severe depression at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, left occipital cerebral vascular accident with right upper and lower hemiparesis / plegia, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to use his right upper and lower extremity, but he does have weakness and spasms noted and appears to be in pain. Number 2, decreased vision of the right eye - normal physical exam. The claimant also claimed that he did not have any peripheral vision. However, the exam for peripheral vision was normal. His condition is stable and it has been corrected with glasses. Number 3, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. He appears to be poorly controlled I do not know what his last hemoglobin A1C was. Number 4, hyperlipidemia, dash being treated at this time, appears to be stable. Number 4, bipolar disease, depression, slash anxiety, slash post-traumatic stress disorder, being treated at this time. And his condition is guarded. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of William Edwin Lambeth.